This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you need to be part of the conversation. Really that simple. Right? If you want to be involved in the conversation, if you want to get to other people that watch the show, listen to the show, you want to be part of that conversation where, as I always say, you know, we come at things from different angles. Sometimes we end up exactly at the same place, but we come at it differently. You know, it might give you some insight as to how other people think, because they don't all think like you, which I know that's kind of unsettling. The U.S. Attorney for Utah, John Huber, won't testify before the House panel on the Clinton probe. That's right. He's decided he knows more than everybody else. U.S. Attorney for Utah, John Huber, won't testify before the House Oversight Committee. Huber had been assigned by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate several controversies Republicans have raised about Hillary Clinton's and the Clinton Foundation, many of them stoked by right-wing activists who believe that she should be prosecuted. Now, which is really funny. With it. I mean, it's like, so Sessions put him in there, he goes looking, finds nothing wrong, but yet Comey found something wrong. Yeah, Comey, who was protecting her, in essence, and he found something wrong. But he said nobody would prosecute her. He was wrong, but whatever. United States Representative Mark Meadows, out of North Carolina, chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee on Government Operations, he had hoped that Huber would just provide an update on the probe. Huber, with the Department of Justice and the FBI, had been having an investigation. At least part of his task was to look at the Clinton Foundation and what may or may not have happened as it relates to improper activity with the charitable foundation. So they set a hearing for December 5th. The hearing has been postponed and was supposed to be this week. Ain't going to happen either. Now, Meadows had wanted to quiz Huber on whether any of the Clinton Foundation tax-exempt money was used for personal gain, as well as a litany of other conservative allegations against Clinton. You know, you look at the State Department's approval of the uranium deal with Russia. You looking for a Russian connection? I think I just found it. But when you look at the breakdown of the Clinton Foundation, where the money went, who got it, what it was used for, the Clintons got like 70 to 80% of that money for themselves. Or I should say, a major portion for themselves. Some of it went to salaries for people other than Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea. The Oversight Committee, as with all other House panels, transfers to Democrat control next month. Because of the results of the midterm elections, Huber's spokeswoman, Melody Riedel, confirmed that Huber wouldn't testify. I mean, if they can, boy, wouldn't you love to be able just to blow off requests, commands, whatever you want to call it, from Congress? Even subpoenas that people have ignored. I love it. Send the marshals for them. Really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. These stories are all over the place and not hard to find at all. Because they blow them off, the Clintons blow off this stuff on a regular basis. And I'm really not interested. What the heck? You know, when you think about something, I don't know if you guys knew that. I had heard about this before. I didn't know how much I really believed it. But I guess now I have to really believe it because it's out there. But the Washington Times is reporting that the anti-Trump dossier author was hired to help Hillary Clinton challenge the 2016 election results. Now, you think about this, right? Weren't they hated the fact that Trump said it out loud. Right? She says it in secret. She says she's doing stuff in private to make it happen. And I don't see anybody left going crazy. Of course not. I find it the same with me. There are people who can't stand me because of what I say. And I look around and say, look, the other 10 people that you love, 8 of those 10 think the same way I do. They just don't say it. British ex-spy Christopher Steele, who wrote the Democrat-financed anti-Trump dossier, said that in a court case that he was hired by the Democrat law firm in preparation for Hillary Clinton's challenging. Did you hear that? He was hired to challenge the results of the 2016 presidential election, should he need to. He said the law firm Perkins Cole wanted to be in a position to contest the results based on evidence he unearthed on the Trump campaign. His scenarios contained in a sealed August 2nd declaration in a defamation lawsuit brought by 3 Russian bankers in London. The trio's American attorneys filed his answer Tuesday in the libel suit. So think about that, right? So these London, the Russian citizens and bankers who were working in London filed a lawsuit against Steele for all this for the information. In an answer to the interrogators, Mr. Steele wrote, "Fusion's immediate client was law firm Perkins Cole. It engaged Fusion to obtain information necessary for Perkins Cole to provide legal advice on potential impact of Russian involvement on legal validity of the outcome of the 2016 U.S. election." So let me see. So they hired somebody ahead of time to contest the election and yet berated Trump for saying that he wouldn't accept the election results. I don't know. That's interesting. We'll be back in a few minutes. Ponder that during the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Can't touch. I don't know if I want to. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5569. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, you know, truly being part of the solution. Right? There's a dozen ways to look at this. But in this case, really, truly being part of the solution. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. I don't know which one of these. I got so many of these. I don't know which one I want to do first. Oh, you know what?
Did you finish the other one?
What was the other one? I get so caught up in some of these stories. And they're so exciting. Did I close that one? That was a... Oh, no. I didn't. I really didn't. Actually, no, I did. What are you confusing me for?
I'm just asking.
We were talking about how the anti-Trump dossier, the author was hired to help Hillary challenge the 2016 election. We already know. You know what? They never really mean what they say anyhow. Right? I mean, you look at this, and she was getting ready before the election results to fight the election results if she lost. And she did. You know, but the story I did miss, I did it earlier. I did part of it earlier about the Hollywood producer who produced Glee and some other shows. How he was going to fund and go after pro or traditional marriage candidates. Now, he didn't say just he'd go after people who were anti-LGBTQ, but if you're pro-traditional marriage, you're in a lot of trouble. Actually, if you're pro any kind of, you know, biblical principles, he's coming after you. And remember, through the whole story, I kept talking about how they don't want equality, they want control. You're either going to think their way or you're gone. It's really that simple for them. Now, while that was happening, somebody sent me a story from the Federalist. And it says the transgender movement is not interested in compromise. See? I'm not the only one who thinks like this. And if you think the transgender movement is confined to college campuses and social justice warriors on Twitter, a high school French teacher in Virginia was fired by the West Point Public School Board for refusing to use a transgender student's new pronoun. News of the firing comes nearly a month after the school district in Florida punished a PE teacher for refusing to supervise a self-described transgender girl who was granted access to the boys' locker room. Remember, we did this story. And I said, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care what you're transitioning to. A male teacher, male married teacher, male unmarried, whatever, shouldn't have to watch over somebody with female body parts naked in the locker room. That's not right. It's not fair. My wife doesn't want me looking on a young a female body, even though they identify as male. And this is what I'm talking about. They can force on you what they won't allow you to force on them. They'll force this on you and tell you that you're backwards and you're phobic. And yet, I don't want to do the cake, and you want to send me to jail. That's right. That's good. In the Virginia case, the school board took things a step further, firing a teacher who didn't violate a specific policy, but simply refused a demand from a transgender student. The teacher, Peter Vlaming, is a married father of four, and by all accounts, well-liked by his students. 100 students staged a walkout to protest his firing. Far from being cruel and disrespectful, the student in question, a biological girl who is identifying as a male, Vlaming met with her and her parents and offered to use the girl's new name in the class and avoid feminine pronouns, but he was not willing to say he or him when referring to the student in conversations with others, citing his Christian faith as the reason. Now, again, I say to you, what I would like somebody to come on and explain to me, from a scientific standpoint, a biological standpoint, how are we going to fix this? Right? An Xer is an Xer. A wire is a wire. How do you fix that? Do you want us to go against biology? Because you keep telling us Christians that we have to put up with science. We have to do and recognize science, but you don't. Science says there's only two genders, an X or a Y. What do you want to call it? You want to get rid of male and female and call them Xer and Yer? I'm just trying to understand. The issue came to a head when a student was wearing virtual reality goggles in the hallway and was about to run into the wall, blaming seeing what was about to happen, blurted out, "Don't let her run into the wall." Wow. So he was trying to keep her from getting hurt, and now he got in trouble. See, does this show you how whack they are? Does it prove my point that they want control? The girl's parents heard about the incident and decided it was unhealthy for the child to remain in Vlaming's class. Right. It would have been more healthy to have her walk into the wall, maybe split her head open. And maybe she needed to split her head open or something, because what idiot walks around a hallway with virtual reality glasses on? Was she walking down the virtual hallway of the school or something? He was placed on administrative leave while the school board investigated, eventually told that he could return to work only if he started using the male pronouns for the student and met with her parents to tell them so. He declined, so he was fired. Now here's a man with sincere religious convictions, as well as a belief in biology. Right? And now he's being punished for that. He was sticking up for science and he was punished for it. School officials likely terrified of what would happen to them if they didn't deliver Vlaming's head on a platter to the student, and her family were only too willing to ruin the man. So this goes back to the earlier point, the point that I and others keep making. There will be real-life consequences for dissent. Not for telling the truth, not for telling a lie, but for dissent. Think of his case. He simply said he wasn't going to go against her biological gender. Just because she wants to be something else, or he wants to be something else, or feels you're something else, doesn't mean they actually are. He was willing to use her new name, but that wasn't good enough. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
The new fee for the government. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend on the chat room, that you encourage and respond, be part of. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Anyway, see, keep your emails to yourself. I'm not beating on the transgender community. I'm beating on the double, triple, quadruple standards that the left has against the right. You are forced to do nothing. We, however, are forced to do everything. The threat is about losing our jobs, our livelihoods, our family, whatever it is, our freedom. Right? I mean, and you get down to it, especially now with the transgender movement, it's more, they're not interested in compromise. It's definitely less tolerance. We either totally buy in, totally ignore biology, or else. Although I don't know, or else what? So far from being, yeah, and you know what, here, let's get something out of the way before they start accusing me. Let's get it out of the way. Not one time would I call for anybody to physically or even verbally abuse any transgender or somebody in the LGBT community. Never. Shouldn't do it. Human beings, they deserve the dignity of a human being. Even though I don't feel the same way about you, as I do stories about it every night. But don't lower yourself to that level. You be respectful, and you, again, you treat them with the dignity that a human being deserves. But that's where it should stop. Because there's no equality or tolerance wanted there. They want total control. You have total acceptance, total buy-in, and total control, or they're going to come after your job, they're going to come after you. They've done it to me several times on the school board I'm on. because they know how I feel about some of the stuff. I'm out, you know, here's the fun thing about it. They hide, they're sneaky, okay, and they're deceitful. I'm out in the open. You know where to find me and what I have to say. It's great. And the teacher got eradicated from the school, in other words, fired, because he refused to call the transgender girl him. Now, he was willing to call her by her the new name that she took on. I don't know if it was Ralph or Frank or whatever. He was willing to do that, but he was not willing to change calling her him. And the other thing about this, the funny thing about this, is that she was just about ready to go into a wall because she was wearing virtual goggles walking down a hallway. So, in other words, she saved her from hurting herself, and the only thing that can come back was he called her by the wrong pronoun. Isn't that great? Isn't that deep thinking? Doesn't that show love and compassion for the less? It says, thank you for keeping her from hurting herself. Thank you. No. This is always amazing to me. Always has been amazing to me. And I've seen it coming for years, and I've talked about it for years. And it's not just college professors and high school teachers that are at risk here. It's anybody. It will eventually be anybody who refuses you to call you the 180-degree opposite difference of what your biological marker has. Recently, Twitter permanently banned Canadian feminist writer Megan Murphy for making the unremarkable observation that men aren't women and asking, how are trans women and not men? What's the difference between a man and a trans woman? And you know what? Xander asked the same question. Many in that community asked the same question. How long are you a trans woman? How long are you transitioning into being a woman? What's her name? Jenner. Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner. Why do we still call her a trans woman? She's apparently now has all the right parts and pieces. They've all been taken care of. The work's been done. How long do you transition? You see what I mean? I mean, we're just trying to understand here. And I'll be called names just for asking the question. And that's the funny thing about it. You listen to the shows, most of the time I'm just asking a question. How do you do this? How do you get away with this? How does this make sense? And instead of answering the questions, they just, he's a homophobe, he's a bigot, he's a racist. I don't know. It has never made sense to me. Murphy noting what happens on Twitter sometimes really does affect what happens in real life. Lost more than her Twitter account over all this. A Canadian publisher with whom she had been working for her manuscript for 3 years dropped her book over the affair. The owner of the publishing house explained to Murphy in an email, I cannot and will not accept manuscripts for publication, which are hurtful to individuals or groups because of what they believe about their own gender. The trend of aggressive trans activism is on course most pronounced in academia, where social justice mobs are becoming more free. Think about it. High school and colleges, it is an active, aggressive campaign against those who don't accept the transgender mindset. Right? We've had Walt Heyer on the show several times. I lovingly refer to him as my double transgender. Why? Because he went from male to female back to male again. And when you think about it, when you think about his plight, you want to get one of his books. He's got plenty of books. One is called Paper Genders, where he does a great, great job at laying out, talking about how he was, I won't say coerced, but encouraged to change, to make the change, have the operation, before he really had the care that he needed, the counseling that he could see. You can't say psychiatric care, because that's bad. He'll say that. I won't. Because I didn't go through it. See, he went through it. He can say it. you know, we read stories, we do stories on young kids whose parents are giving them hormone blockers. Doctors on both sides of the aisle say this is dangerous. However, if I say it, then I'm a transphobe. No, actually, I'm a kid lover. If you're doing something to a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kid, and obviously a little older than that, to stop the chemicals, the process in the body from working the way it's supposed to, shame on you. I mean that sincerely, because what I found out in doing these stories and talking to some of these people, what I found out is that as your body is changing and reactions are happening in your body's growing the way it's... That's why you go to the doctor, especially when kids are very young. They go to the doctor for what reason? Anybody? Not to make sure they don't have a cold, not to make sure they don't have cancer, but to make sure that they're developing the way the body was designed to develop and dependent on the chromosomes you have. And those hormone blockers that you give them block a lot more than whether they're male or female. They can block bone density. They can block other chemicals from doing their job. Why would you do that? Do you hate your child? Right? I mean, are you more into emotion than you are the reality of science? Why would you do that? I just don't get it. I don't understand. Because you want your kid to feel good about themselves? Do you know that children, so I don't call them kids, children left alone, not alone in the room, but alone to work through these things, what they still call gender dysphoria, children left alone to work through those things, almost 92% of them go back to the gender they were born in. Right? Identify with the gender they were born with. If you give them hormone blockers, if you try to get them the operation too early, you're not doing them a service. You're not showing them love. You're reacting to their emotion. Anyway, the teacher for Believe... Well, there's that sound. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Well, I don't know if I was made to wave the flag, but I'm willing to wave the flag, and I'm proud to wave the flag. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And again, I'm looking at some of the comments, some of the things coming across. This is not a hate fest on the LGBTQ community. All right? Really that simple for me. Anyway, we're always here. We're here Monday through Fridays. Actually, I shouldn't say that because we're really on station 7 days a week. You know, and thank you for doing that. I mean, my listeners do that. You reach out to station owners. You reach out to station managers. You let me know where you're listening from. We try to get on stations in those areas. You making the call to those stations make it easier and better. So I appreciate the time. We're always trying to work deals with stations to get on. So, again, I appreciate the time. But if you don't have it on the station there, you can get it on the phone. Easiest way to get it right now is the way we've set it up. You go right to the website, and you can pull down the sound, the video, whatever you want to, right from the website. It's really that simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, I'm going to finish this up really quick, because I don't want to beat this to death. Probably already have, but we'll beat it to death again. The problem is this. There's no equality here. They're not interested in equality. Twitter's not interested in equality for Christians and the LGBTQ community or conservative community. They're just not there. They don't care. Especially when you look at who gets banned from Twitter and who doesn't. You know, I don't want to gross you up, but I found a page that has been complained about forever, and Facebook won't take it down. And it's called The Last Supper, is the page, the real Last Supper. And they have Jesus on the table, on the, you know, eating table, carved up. There's blood everywhere. It's disgusting. Won't take it down. It's a work of art. I wonder if it was Muhammad on that table, what would happen? Right? Oh, no question about it. They would see that as a nasty act, and they would force you to pull it down. Facebook would pull it down. What if it was a celebrity? Louis Farrakhan. Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson. Right? Any one of those, you'd be considered hate speech, and they would pull the page down, now, wouldn't they? So they don't want equality. They never have. They want to pound on you and make you feel so bad about yourself that you're willing to go hide in the corner. Remember the shows that we were doing where you had a whole bunch of the white kids feeling bad about their white privilege, and they had those kids crying in the class. That's right. That's fair. That's a good thing to do. When did that happen? When did I miss that memo? So, again, when do you start fighting back? When do you and I already am, some of you already do, when do you start fighting back? When do you start fighting that trend of aggressive transactivism? Right? Especially in academia. Now, I know some of you guys can't afford to get an F in your class or a D or what have you. But you need to find ways to push back. Get your parents to do it. Get people around you to do it. Get some other groups involved in it. The social justice media, social justice mobs or warrior mobs, push back on them. Have the pro-protests on the other side of theirs. The notion that biological sex, like gender, is just a social construct. What part of that is social construct? What part of the Y chromosome or the X chromosome is social construct? I don't understand. It's either science or it's not. There's still some academics willing to point out that sex doesn't exist. Or does not exist on the spectrum, I should say. In fact, it's so binary in humans as to among most statistically verifiable phenomena in nature. I mean, when you think about it, how many times do you hear that females are more susceptible to A, B, and C? Females have A, B, and C. Right? Females don't. And what do you want to call it? You want to give it a different name? The name doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when they say we're all exactly the same and we can be any gender we want to. You can't. You can't be a gender just because you want to. Your biological makeup isn't there. For believing this and daring to say it publicly, academics are increasingly facing... Look at teachers. Science teachers are facing harassment over this kind of stuff. How does that make sense? It doesn't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't think I did the whole story. I think I just touched on it. And I'm not going to be able to do the whole story now, but I am going to touch on it again. The judge that's overseeing the Flynn sentencing case, he wants to see the paperwork because he's been told it's been altered. And it's called a Form 302. right? It's an FBI form. And this is not going to make somebody like Robert Mueller happy. He's been caught, once again, manufacturing. He's been caught plenty of times now. Manufacturing fake evidence. Right? Maybe he could apply for that position for the Broward County's election supervisor. You know, he'd be perfect for that, wouldn't he? Judge Emmett Sullivan has demanded the 302 document used to charge General Michael Flynn with. This is a real bad sign, since Sullivan had a case like this before, and he threw the case out because of improper conduct from the FBI agent. We know the current 302 was written 7 months after the Flynn ambush. Right? I mean, this case, remember, a lot of people said, this doesn't smell right. Didn't smell right from day one. There was something wrong with this. Now, the New York Times had written quite some time ago, a federal judge dismissed the ethics conviction of a former senator, Ted Stevens of Alaska, after taking the extraordinary step of naming a special prosecutor to investigate whether the government lawyers who ran the Stevens case should themselves be prosecuted for criminal wrongdoing. What a great way to do this. Emmett Sullivan, speaking in a slow and deliberate manner that failed to conceal his anger, said that in 25 years on the bench, he had never seen mishandling and misconduct like what he had seen by the Justice Department prosecutors who tried the Stevens case. Now, Judge Sullivan's lacerated 14-minute speech focusing on disclosures that prosecutors had improperly withheld evidence in the case virtually guaranteed reverberations beyond the morning's dismissal. Right? Ruined Stevens' Senate career, ruined him to get a job, ruined him to get to any kind of position where he would be seen as a person of integrity. You see this happening more and more, depending on who's in power. The judge who was named to the federal district court here by President Billy Clinton delivered a broad warning about what he said was a troubling tendency he had observed among prosecutors to stretch the boundaries of ethics and conceal evidence. Anything to win their case. Henry Schulke III, a prominent Washington lawyer to investigate six career Justice Department prosecutors, included the chief and deputy chief of public integrity section, an elite unit charged with dealing with official corruption, and puts them up there, lays it out, pulls the evidence together to see if they should face criminal charges. You know, I mean, really, you need to look at this. You need to look at the Justice Department and what's going on. This is why I don't know how. I don't want to hear it came from the top. We need to get out there. You need to get your local officials elected. You need to get the people that you trust elected, period. Do you know what I'm saying? You've got to get off your butt. You have to get off your bottom, butt, whatever, and help the locals get elected. Because Congress usually does, well, recently for the first time it happened. Not the first time, but wow. We had somebody get elected that was very young, never ran for office before. Well, I'm not talking about a case show, which should scare you too. Man, it's blowing my stuff right out of the water. Right? Run first time and they win. I guess it is. You know what it is? You have to be under 30.
And a girl.
There you go. So if you're under 35, a girl, and dumber than a rock, you too can be a congressperson. Seriously. Look at all the ones that were elected. Look at all the people that were elected that don't even know what the different branches of government are. They don't understand what the Constitution's about. They don't really know who makes the law. And you got one that thinks that she gets an inauguration when she gets in, among other stupid stuff. And yet they think she's wonderful. God bless America. God save America. Forget the Queen. How about you save America? Although, as long as we stay stubborn and stupid, not going to happen. Joe Mazzini, your host. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. God bless and have a great rest of the day.